From the WLRN studios, I'm Catalina Garcia. Along with Midnight Mass, La Caja China, and the Feast of the Seven Fishes, looking at holiday lights is a Christmas Eve tradition. In Palm Beach County, you can't miss the House of Woodland Creek. WLRN's Madeline Fox knocked on a few doors. First stop, the home of Brian Burri and Kelly Kilmer.
When I was 25 years old, I started putting up Christmas stuff, so that was 35 years ago. As you can see, it's gotten bigger and more every year, and now this is the biggest year probably that I've had in quite a while. Currently, I am tapped out in electricity. I've had an electrician from work come out and install boxes out around the yard in strategic places. So like if you look around my bushes or around the fences and stuff, you'll see there's little electrical boxes. And we've tapped into every single circuit breaker that's left inside my box. And checking with FPL, it's about $15,000 to have another electrical line brought in. So I thought, I think I hit my limit. Last year was supposed to be my big year, but then Kelly moved in with me, so I was like, how can I not have a big year here? So, of course you have to have your military Santa Claus, right? And with a God Bless America sign and the old unicorn's new this year. That's a first for that one. Because I'm doing it, my neighbors have gone increased their Christmas decorations also. The funniest story of it all is the gentleman across the street from me here, Lawrence, he's Jewish. And he puts up Christmas lights now.
Hi, my name is Lawrence Tomich. I live in Woodland Creek here. I've been here 20 years in March. So, wow, two decades. Brian's the old school. He's been here, like, since I've been here 20 years, he's always been doing it. I first got here, I had, like, a little menorah in the window. So then I put a couple things out each year. I got a little more. Then I started getting it up before Brian. Then Brian's like, oh, okay, I see how it is. The Jewish kid got up the Christmas lights before I did. I gotta step it up a little more, too.
That's my favorite new one this year was the UFO that I bought. And then I took these Christmas cactus and put those out front. So those are the little green men that came out of the UFO. Pretty cool, huh?
Next year, I think I'm definitely gonna put maybe a 4-foot menorah up on the roof like he did with the Christmas thing.
We have our dolphins and of course Disco Santa in the back there. But at night, there's like a ball, the ball spins there and I've got lights that go on it. It looks like it's a disco thing.
So I bought the Hanukkah sign out there and bought all the lights, a lot of money in lights, and inserted them all out there and got them out there. We go up on the roof sometimes, you know, just to hang out, watch the people walk by and listen to them. So, you know, that's what we were saying. The little kids, one kid's reading it and the little sister's like, what's Hanukkah? And the dad's like, it's a festival of lights or something. So it's pretty funny.
I was in the garage one day. I hear these kids just laughing and I'm looking out and I see them running past the house and then they're running back this way and they're running back that way. I was like, holy cow. And I came out and I was talking to their parents. I said, yeah, if we don't bring them here, they won't go to bed. And she said, they'll run up and down the sidewalk for like 20 minutes and then they go home and boom, they're out.
There's a few Jewish people in the neighborhood and all they have is the menorah out there. And they came by like literally like shaking my hand. Thank you for representing the Jewish faith here like that. And I was like, you're welcome. It's a snowman holding a baby snowman that has ice skates on. And she's lifting him up like from like Dirty Dancing. He's holding the baby up in the air and it's got ice skates on. And he's got mittens and hats. And in the middle, it's bright white lights. I took one out and I put a red one right about where the heart is. So it looks like a big red heart. So
some of the stuff that you see out here is over 20 years old. It's my oldest one out here right now. You know which one it is? It's actually going to be this sign here that does the Christmas countdown. And everybody hates me because I put that up with that's like my first decoration. So it's usually a countdown of about 35 days or so before Christmas. And all the neighbors will stop by and they'll say, oh, thanks a lot, you a-hole, for letting us know how close it is to Christmas. We hate that sign.
Well, that countdown, of course, is over. That piece was produced by WLRN's Madeline Fox. Visitors to the Lake Worth neighborhood can drive the loop or leave the car at Salty Mermaid Park and walk. From all of us at WLRN, we wish you a very Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and Happy Holidays. This is WLRN News, and I'm Catalina Garcia.